This month, I'm going to be doing several programs about topics suggested by contributors to WXPR when I was at their fall fun drive in October. Tom asked that I talk about a bird called the shitepoke. The term is applied universally in the United States to the green heron, but up here in the Northland, people usually use it to refer to the American bittern. Shitepoke is a very old expression, and when people grow nostalgic for a time when people didn't use so many four-letter words, perhaps they're not thinking of five-letter words. In early America, shite meant exactly what the four-letter version means today. It was applied to herons and bitterns because of their habit of excreting a long stream of whitewash when frightened or when taking off. Of course, that may explain the shite, but where did the poke come from? I couldn't find a complete etymology of shite poke, but the word poke has two different meanings that could apply. My American Heritage Dictionary gives one meaning of poke as one who moves slowly or aimlessly, a dawdler. That certainly applies to a bittern in the reeds. I was thinking that for sure must be it, but kept reading, and farther down in the entry for poke, the dictionary said, a pig in a poke is concealed in a sack from the buyer. The noun poke, meaning a bag or sack, dates from the 14th century in English. That sense of poke is etymologically related to pocket. Anyway, in the 17th and 18th centuries, and even into the 19th century, people sold all manner of wild birds in markets. I suspect that anyone who caught a bittern or a green heron alive and wanted to keep it alive and fresh as long as possible on the way to the market might well pop it into a sack, and in its panic, the bird would certainly foul the poke. But overall, the sense of the word, as I've mostly heard it given, is to highlight these birds' very noticeable habit on taking off. Most of the time, bitterns are hard to see, poking around on the ground in wetlands, picking up frogs, fish, snakes, salamanders, crayfish, large insects such as dragonflies, mice, and even small to medium-sized birds. Partly to hide themselves from potential predators, and partly to hide themselves from their prey, bitterns are cryptically colored, and when they stick their head up and hold still except for a little swaying, they look disconcertingly like the vegetation around them. Of course, the behavior is instinctive, and since the birds don't really think it through when something startles them, they sometimes get into that position in areas where they are very conspicuous. One May, when I was teaching an elder hostel near Tomahawk, Wisconsin, our bus came upon a bittern sitting in a still frozen marsh, the vegetation still flattened by winter, and twice I've come upon a bittern in that position in the middle of a road. I've often wondered if there's a correlation between being cryptically colored and low intelligence. Chickadees, crows, jays, and even hummingbirds seem much higher up on the IQ chart than bitterns. Bitterns may not usually be very noticeable visually, but their bizarrely wonderful calls have caught a lot of people's attention, giving them such other nicknames as bog bull, mire drum, stake driver, thunder pumper, and water belcher. A shitepoke by any other name would sound as weird and still poop on takeoff. Bitterns are yet another of the many creatures that make this planet such a rich and splendid speck in what is otherwise a fairly cold and barren universe. Production of For the Birds is supported by KUMD and binoculars.com. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.